November 27, 1917. The sanctity of living in the divine will is exempt from personal interest and waste of time. I continue in order to obey. It seems that my always lovable Jesus wants to speak about the living in His most holy will. It seems that when He speaks of His most holy will, He forgets everything and makes one forget everything. The soul finds no other thing but the necessity, no other good but to live in His volition. So, after I had written about His will on November 20th, my sweet Jesus, being disappointed with me, told me, "My daughter, you did not say everything. I want you to neglect to write nothing when I speak to you about my will. Not even the littlest things, because all of them will serve for the good of posterity. In all sanctities, there have always been saints who, as the first, have started each kind of sanctity. So, there was the saint who started the sanctity of the penitent, another who started the sanctity of obedience, another of humility, and so with all other sanctities. Now I want you to be the beginning of the sanctity of living in my will. My daughter, all other sanctities are not exempt from waste of time and from personal interest. As for example, a soul who lives attentive to obedience in everything, there's much waste of time. That continued saying and re-saying distracts her from me, and she mistakes the virtue for me. And if she does not have the opportunity to take all the orders, she lives restless. Another one suffers temptations. Oh, how much waste of time. She never tires of telling all her trials, and she mistakes the virtue of suffering for me. And many times these sanctities end up in ruin. But the sanctity of living in my will is exempt from personal interest, from waste of time. There is no danger that they might mistake the virtue for me, because I myself am the living in my will. This was the sanctity of my humanity on earth, and therefore it did everything, and for everyone, without a shadow of interest. Self-interest takes away the mark of divine sanctity. Therefore, it can never be sun. At the most, as beautiful as it is, it can be a star. This is why I want the sanctity of living in my will in these times so sad. This generation needs these suns, which may warm it, illuminate it, fecundate it. The disinterest of these terrestrial angels, all for the good of others, without a shadow of their own self, will open the way in their hearts to receive my grace. And then, churches are few, and many will be destroyed. Many times I find no priests who may consecrate me. Other times, they allow unworthy souls to receive me, and worthy souls not to receive me. Others are unable to receive me, so my love finds itself hindered. This is why I want to make the sanctity of living in my will. In them, I will have no need of priests for me to be consecrated, nor churches, tabernacles, or hosts, but they will be everything together, priests, churches, tabernacles, and hosts. My love will be more free. Anytime I want to consecrate myself, I will be able to do it. In every moment, day and night, in whatever place they might be. Oh, how my love will have its complete outpouring. Ah, my daughter, the present generation deserved to be destroyed completely. and if I will allow a little something to be left of it, it is to form the sense of the sanctity of living in my will. Who, on my example, will repay me for all that the other creatures, past, present, and future, owed me? Then will the earth give me true glory, and my fiat voluntas tua, on earth as it is in heaven, will have its completion and fulfillment.